This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. And dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up tonight, the story I really, really wanted to talk about last night, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. It's just the way things go here on Free Talk Live. The breaking news about a Free State Project participant who is alleged to have been involved in the Silk Road as one of the main administrators of the site. We'll get into that with you tonight here. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
And Chris is joining us from ChristopherCantwell.com. Actually, you and Mark just wrapped up another 2 hours, I believe.
Yep, 2 hours commercial-free, some garbage podcast, and went over a variety of subjects uncensored, and you can find that at somegarbagepodcast.com. Yeah, you might be able to get it on iTunes now. Last time we talked about it, I know that I had my RSS feed was broken, and I just fixed it. So.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah. And I know that Mark was on for the whole show, and at one point I was listening in the beginning, and I sent out word to the Free Talk Live social networks to kind of give folks a heads up they could listen live. And you guys apparently were going through the 7 dirty words, so content that you cannot ever find here on Free Talk Live.
It's my contention that the 7 dirty words are only 4.
Okay, fair enough.
That's so about let's repeat them now.
That's about as deep as we can get into that subject.
I could give initials.
We're actually going to jump into the phones here. We got some folks waiting patiently. And Dave, because again, you can call in about anything. We'll talk about the Silk Road coming up here in a moment. Dave in Nevada, you're on one of the amp lines. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
I had called in, I think, a few times with updates on a case that I had going on for obstruction of an officer. And just to briefly... for people that haven't heard it, I was arrested for obstruction of an officer. The officer claimed I was sitting in a car on private property. They claimed that they asked me to get out of the car, and I said, no, F you. And then they claimed they asked me again, which, of course, wouldn't happen because if I said that once, you know, they dragged me out of the car. They pulled me out of the car. I had huge bruises all over me. Mm. And they claimed that they got a call for home invasion, which was ridiculous. They never made a report on it, anything. So they charged me with obstruction of an officer. I took it to trial. Of course, you don't get a jury trial in the state of Nevada for a misdemeanor sentence where the maximum penalty is 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine. So I appealed that to district court, appealed it to the Nevada Supreme Court. And I guess when you appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court, it doesn't stay the decision. So the minor court decision still applied. Although when I was in court in May, when I was going to file it, they scheduled I have to take impulse control classes, which is ridiculous. It should be the officers that have to take it.
So just to clarify what happened here, you were pulled over and...
I was in a car on private property, just sitting in the car.
Just sitting in the car. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were told to leave the car, and you didn't leave in the way the officer wanted you to leave, and they pulled you from the car?
Well, that's what they claim. I mean, basically, they came up to the car, you know, with a gun pretty much pointed at my head, because that's the level the hand would be when I'm sitting in a car. And it was more like, you know, questioning, well, why are you, you know, like, what did I do? Why are you here bothering me, whatever? And they didn't like that. So they just ripped me out of the car. Now, they say that they asked me to get out of the car and that they asked me twice, but that wasn't the case. But what mm-hmm. they said was because I didn't get out of the car when they asked, they said that's obstructing their investigation that they never made because there was never any report on anything else.
And you were convicted of that at the district court and then a slightly higher court?
At the Las Vegas City Court. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I appealed it to district court. Then they, you know, disagreed with the judge, and then I appealed it to the Nevada Supreme Court.
Right, and then that's where you're telling us the district court, even though you've appealed, they're going to, the sentence moves forward. So what was the sentence?
Yeah, the municipal court, not the district court, because it went back to the first court.
Okay.
So it was a $1,000 fine, which is actually $1,137 because they add some fees in or something. And impulse control class, which cost $315, 90-day suspended sentence. So they actually scheduled the classes the last time I was at court to tell them I was appealing to the Supreme Court. My lawyer told me that it didn't matter because I appealed to the Supreme Court. So I guess I found out today that that's not the case.
Oh, no.
But I did go online, and I found out that online they posted that they're not going to take the case anyway, although they haven't notified my lawyer yet.
So, just to clarify, when the Supreme Court doesn't take a case, it means the lower court ruling stands.
Well, it does anyway, yeah. But, I mean, it does anyway until they rule on it. And that's what I was saying, that even though
they've decided they're not going to take the case.
If I could, what exactly was it that you were appealing to the higher court? You're saying that because you didn't get a jury trial on the B misdemeanor, is this what you're appealing? Was the grounds for your appeal?
I don't know what my lawyer filed as a specific grounds for the appeal.
This is one of the issues with having an attorney, is that a lot of people who hire the attorney, they don't know what the attorney's doing. And they really, you know, they don't have any training in law. I don't have any training in law, but I've been, you know, learned the hard way. And if I have an attorney, and I have had an attorney a couple of times, I want to read everything that guy's filing. I want to know what he's saying, what he's doing on my behalf. That guy is so-called representing me in this crazy legal land system. And I want to make sure I'm satisfied with that attorney's ability to think and you know, write out legal paperwork and things like that. So if you don't know what your attorney is doing and you're filing to Supreme Court, I mean, that sounds like it could be an expensive thing to do. I don't know what you spend. Yeah. So what
I did get the. I mean, and actually, anybody can read what they filed. It's online.
Sure, but you know,
they
did
send it to me, and I don't remember off the top of my head what the argument was.
Okay. Gotcha. And now, what have you paid, by the way, for this attorney's services? And have you been your attorney through the whole way, through every court level of the court?
Yes and no. So I actually wrote this down because I knew you asked me that. So the first, I had a lawyer at the municipal court level first, but I had him for the municipal court as well. So in the middle of the municipal court case, I switched lawyers. So my first lawyer gave me a discount because it was a friend's brother's law firm. So they had charged me $600. Then, and this is only because also it's in the city court. If it was higher in district court, it would be more money.
Mm-hmm.
But $600. Then to actually go to trial in the city court, I paid the new lawyer $1,000, so that was $1,600. So then to appeal to district court, it was $1,500, and then $300 for transcripts, how they
So we're up to $3,000 so far, roughly $3,000. So far.
$3,400.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all right.
Then $2,500 to the Supreme Court, regardless of whether they take the case or not.
So you pay $2,500 to the Supreme Court to ask them if you can appeal, and then they tell you no, and that's non-refundable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I haven't paid all of it yet, but yes, I owe them $1,250.
So you went into debt. You went into debt with the Supreme Court? How did they? What do they take a payment plan from you? How does that work out?
No, that's my lawyer. Like I paid. You know, I've had the same lawyer, so I paid $1,250 up front for the Supreme Court, and I paid him everything else, so I still owe him.
So wait, so he paid, just to be clear, the $2,500 wasn't just the filing fee at the Supreme Court, that was whatever the filing fee is, plus the attorney's fees to file, is that what you're saying?
It was, I mean, I just gave him $2,500 in total.
So where are we at now? We're at $8,000? I've lost track.
So that's $5,900 right there, right?
$5,900, okay.
So then I got extorted by, it goes back to the city court, so I'm getting extorted by them. It's $1,137, and the maximum fine's $1,000. That's what they gave me, and then they put the fees on there.
Final damage, attorney's fees, court fees, the actual sentenced fee, we're talking about close to $8,000, you know, $8,000.
$3,752.
I'm sorry, what?
About $7,500.
And ultimately, all of this, you paid to lose the case.
Yeah, I could have, I guess, took their ridiculous plea deal and, you know, said I did something I didn't and paid, I think, probably like $600 and then $600 to the employer, maybe about $1,200.
And how do you feel about paying $8,000 to go through this experience? And I'd like you to answer that when we come back. Hang on, Dave, if you can stick with us. More with Dave in Nevada, 855 450 free. I'll be going to court next month, and I will not have an attorney. This is Free Talk Live.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and make great money working online on your own time? These people saw the opportunity and took it.
Working online changed my life. I was able to get out of my high-pressure corporate job. It all started with HomeIncomeOnline.com.
I love that I'm able to spend more time with my kids while making over $10,000 per month.
Go to HomeIncomeOnline.com today and enter special code 2121 to learn about a multi-billion dollar industry that's just waiting for you to tap into its incredible earning potential. Full and part-time opportunities are currently available.
I just graduated college, and I'm making more money than I ever imagined.
Are you ready to start making real money working online from home? Just go to HomeIncomeOnline.com now and enter special code 2121 to get your risk-free information kit. That's www.HomeIncomeOnline.com, special code 2121.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll talk about the Silk Road and development, finally, in the case of one of the other guys involved. You've heard a lot about Ross Ulbricht, the man alleged to be the creator and the main administrator of the Silk Road, the underground marketplace. But you haven't heard much about Andrew Jones, and we're going to tell you about him here in a little bit. Your call is certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't know what the bill is going to be for Ross Ulbricht as far as the attorney's bills, but it's not going to be cheap. And we're talking about attorneys, and we're going to get back into that here. Talking about getting hosed, in my opinion, by attorneys. We'll get back into that. Also, want to let you know where you can go to get Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, and you can get it with cash, money order, check, or wire transfer, all of it done at ExpressCoin.com. It's so easy to use. In fact, ExpressCoin prides themselves on their customer service. They want to make sure you get the coin you're looking for and you get a great price, because you can actually get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin. And I believe, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, that this code, this FTL code that you used to get $40 or up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee, that also applies to the other coins they are selling.
That's correct.
Okay, so if you want to get up to $40 worth of Dogecoin, which is a lot of Dogecoin, you can get that too and get it for no transfer fee by using code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. It's also now available in Canada. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. So we've got Dave on the line. He's calling from Nevada. Got a charge of an obstructing government administration, the equivalent of whatever that is there in Nevada. This is
obstruction of an officer.
Obstruction of an officer.
Yeah.
And this was a misdemeanor charge, not a Class A or whatever the equivalent is there in Nevada. Do you have a different
class? It'd be better if it was, because then I would have got a jury trial.
Right. So they set it at a level at which you could not have a jury trial. It's very common here in New Hampshire as well. You went to the bench trial. You lost. And then you had an attorney the entire time. You actually had a couple different attorneys. But ultimately, you lost at the district court. You lost at the city court. You lost at the district court. The Supreme Court wouldn't hear the case. And so the case was remanded back to the city court. They imposed their fine. And ultimately, you spent approximately $7,400 on various attorney's fees and court filing fees and the fine as well. Is that pretty much a summation of where we've been so far?
Yeah, and along with that, I spent 2.5 days in jail. Oh, I had huge bruises all over me.
From being manhandled by the police?
Yeah, from throwing on the ground, knee in my back. I also had – my hand was numb for about 2 months because they had handcuffed me to a chair for about 5 hours, you know, not to mention all the stress and dealing with it. And, yeah, so it's just – you know, it'd be one thing – not that it's okay for the government to extort you and do all these things regardless of what you do. But, I mean, if it was a real crime that had a victim or something like that, that's – you know, one thing, but I mean, this is basically, you know, a crime against, it's a crime created by the state. I mean, it's really
this is something
I didn't even do. But.
This is like we've heard, I have friends who have been arrested for resisting arrest.
Yep.
That they're arresting
all, right?
You. Yeah, exactly. That this is your only charge.
Right.
Like, what is the crime that you're arresting me for if my charge is for resisting arrest? I mean, what was the officer doing that he's now being obstructed? Well, I obstructed him and harassing me and bothering me without cause. And it's unfortunately entirely too common. I just, we were actually like talking like during the break. I'm like, it would seem to me, you know, I hope that you never have to go through this again, right? Obviously, and I hope that none of our listeners ever have to go through anything like this. But if you do, I would encourage all of you to try to understand what it is that your attorney is doing. I understand that it can be like extraordinarily difficult. When you told me that you had, that you were not sure what your grounds for your appeal were, this like blew my mind. It's like as if you went to like a mechanic and he just said, your car is mess. Give money, and like, you know, you just handed, you know, imagine you just handed a mechanic $7,000 because he said that you had some problem. Like, we would generally expect anybody in any other profession to give us some explanation of what it is that they were doing that we were paying them for. And however, for some reason, like, people see like attorneys as people who just you just pay them and they just do stuff. You just pay them and they do stuff, and like, they're some of the most dishonest people in the world, and people put more trust in them than anybody. It's amazing
to watch out.
Right. And I didn't, it's not that I did that. I mean, from initially, and that's why I changed lawyers, because I didn't feel like they were doing enough. And I did pay a lot of attention. And then just, you know, even after being, you know, found guilty initially, which was totally ridiculous because the judge even looked at all the pictures of these bruises. And when I say, you know, from my wrist to my elbow is like a huge, you know, bruise. And I posted some pictures online as well. But, you know, for them to come to that conclusion there, and it is just insane. So I did to a point, and that is my fault, and I know better because I've dealt with, you know, lawyers.
When you first met with the attorney,
pay more attention to it.
So there was one attorney who kind of carried you through most of these, right? You said there was a first guy, and you dumped him, and you brought.
Yeah, the first guy though was only in the city court, right. So he just took it to right before trial. Because
right.
once I
and then you brought another one in for the trial. Now, one that you brought in for the trial, when you met with him and you laid out your case, what did he say to you? I mean, did he say to you, yeah, this is winnable? Or did he say, you know, this probably isn't going to happen, but I'll do it for you? What was his pitch?
No, it's been because this has actually happened 2 years ago or now. So actually over 2 years, it was Memorial Day weekend, 2012. I think it was more because I actually talked to a couple lawyers because my initial lawyer, you know, as I said, he didn't seem like he wanted to go to trial. He was just like, well, why don't you just plead out? And I'm like, no. So, you know, I don't remember what he said, but he definitely didn't say, well, we can definitely win this. I think it was more, well, you know, you may have a case here. You could win
you want to take this to trial. I'll take it to trial. That
yeah,
kind of
they
thing.
Always say that.
You know, if my attorney's not excited about something, I don't want him to take the case. I don't want to pay an attorney who's not excited about a case who doesn't think. I mean, I don't generally want to pay an attorney at all.
The vast majority of them they're just agents to turn in your plea bargain.
So looking back on this, what would you do differently if this happened again?
You know what? In this case, being that it's such a minor thing, I don't know that I would have hired an attorney, period, and I would have just done some research on my own. And if I did, I would have went out of state. Not out of state, out of Las Vegas and went, you know, got a lawyer that doesn't work with all these judges and these, you know, is not friends with all these people.
So in the worst case scenario, if you hadn't hired an attorney, remember, because you did have an attorney, the whole process was $7,400, I mean, from finish, beginning to finish. And if you hadn't hired an attorney, you did point out you could have taken the plea deal and paid $600, or you could have not taken the plea and just gone to trial yourself and likely have paid, like you said, the final fine was $1,000-something plus whatever filing fees you'd have had to have paid to the courts. Probably would have clocked in at around $2,000 instead of $7,400. So, I mean, I just feel like I understand court is scary. I get it. But if you're willing to face the consequences, and you're going to have to face them, whether or not you have an attorney, you know, is not going to matter in a lot of cases. If you're willing to face down the consequences and you can't find an attorney who's, like, jazzed about your case, take it on your own and give it your best shot.
Not legal advice.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I wish you the best out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's certainly not advice attorneys want given out. I mean, they don't want anybody to say, don't get an attorney. They don't want you to go this alone because they want to hold your hand, like Mark suggested, in a lot of cases through a plea deal or in this case through the entire process, which ultimately was a loss.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road. Breaking news yesterday. Didn't have a chance to really get into it. But we'll get to that. And freekeen.com is the source for that news about one of the administrators, or one of the alleged administrators, of the infamous underground black market. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts first, though. And maybe you want to share with us your story of how you got hosed by an attorney. I'm sure there's no shortage of stories like that, when you've hired an attorney and it didn't quite turn out the way you expected.
Well, I mean, the fact is, these capitals, Washington, D.C., and every state capital, these places are maybe not New Hampshire, but still, most of these places are lawyer industrial complexes. Mm-hmm. They churn out laws that make that require the average individual to get an attorney. They're lawyers creating laws that require people to hire lawyers. What a surprise.
Yep, so we'll get to that, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here, but I also want to let you know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data online, meaning that before whatever you're doing reaches your internet service provider, it's been encrypted, so your ISP can no longer keep records about where you're going and what you're doing online. In some cases, they're keeping those records for up to 5 years, so that makes it easy for government agencies to get a hold of your information. It also makes it easy for your cable company or your ISP to sell your information to people as well. So keep that in mind. You can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their free app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little bit different for you, but it's possible, and it's actually pretty easy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there and use promo code FTL50. That'll get you 50% off the price of their annual account, which brings the price down to about $5 a month. For great privacy protection, proxpn.com/FTL. Again, code FTL50. And that, by the way, that savings is good for the lifetime of the account. Perhaps you'd prefer to pay with Bitcoin. Well, you'll get an even better deal with this code, FTLBTC, like Bitcoin. You get 62% off the price of the annual account with that paid when you pay in Bitcoin. And you get unlimited bandwidth with the premium account. Servers around the world you can connect to. You can privately torrent. That alone is worth the $5 a month. You can get past regionally blocked websites and more. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Again, codes are FTL50 for people paying with the old credit card system, and then FTLBTC for those of you with Bitcoin. We'll continue with your calls, and let's go to, I believe we've got Uber George on the line. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Northern Virginia again. I wanted to talk about that Wired magazine article about overpopulation that you talked about the other night.
Yeah, quite a bit last night we discussed that idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer a different explanation for why a lot of people say that the Earth is overcrowded. Basically, you know, if that's there's not enough room, we can always build up this plenty of land, and it's not that we don't have any food because we throw away a lot of food anyway. Mm-hmm. It's because it's the whole global warming thing. The more people you got on the planet, the more people will use. There'll be more people that use stuff that pollute, like cars, like, you know, electronic houses and stuff like that. And that's the reason why so many people, you know, are saying, hey, there's too many people on the planet right there. And I'm not the one here saying that, you know, we need a government program. I think Mark already came up with the solution last night anyway. But, yeah, it's like, I think that's the real reason right there that a lot of people say there's too many people on the planet. It's because, you know, from the whole global warming standpoint.
Okay, so there are some people who think that people are making the planet hot. And so for this reason, they think that there are too many people. And that's really scary when governments start doing that. Like, we're going to tax you to change the weather, and we're going to have fewer human beings because there's just way too many of you. Things here.
but the thing of it is that countries like, you know, America and Europe, we're not the problem on that. Our population growth is like, we're barely at, you know, sustaining our population now. We only, America only, you know, has a population growth thanks to immigration. You take that away, and we're at zero population growth now.
Interesting.
It's a lot of times the third world countries that are still, you know, popping out humans like in the assembly line practically.
Right, but there's still a war on women if we don't give away free birth control.
No, right.
So, George, how do you feel about this? I realize you're kind of going through some positions here. How do you feel about the issue of overpopulation?
I'm kind of ambivalent on it, but the way I see it, you know, I've already done my part in that deciding just not having kids like that. You know, I can kind of understand where they're coming from.
What more can you ask? Right? You know, hey, you're not going to have kids. I've got a vasectomy. I'm not going to have kids either. So,
you know, are so good for the earth and mother guy that, Ian, you know, you did your part. Now you can, because right there, that's according to some environmentalists, getting that vasectomy does far more better for the earth that it more than makes up for.
There you go. Where's my check? Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So if it's fossil fuels that release carbon, and fossil fuels are limited because they're made of fossils, then there shouldn't be a problem if more people use up the fossil fuels that exist because, I mean, you have the choice of using them up quickly and creating the heat, because the same BTUs are going to be expended over time, right? So if you expend 5 BTUs per hour for 10 hours, you've expended the same amount of BTUs as if you expend 10 BTUs per hour for 5 hours, right?
It's not the BTUs of the burning of the carbon fuel. The problem is the release of the carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which traps in the rays of the sun. If it is the theory behind global warming anyway, and I don't buy it, I think it's complete nonsense. But the theory would be that when you're creating these you're releasing the carbon into the atmosphere, it's like trapping energy from the sun inside of the atmosphere. And if you release it sooner, then it would, in fact, have an exponential effect that you're trapping more rays for a longer period of time.
So it would be exponential?
Yes.
Okay.
So what does it mean when you talk about exponential when it comes to the temperature? I mean, what is the proposed...
Uh, a thing that is exponential only has to be growing at a rate, at a percentage rate, mm-hmm. right? And any exponential chart over time will look like a hockey stick, right? So if you this is kind of a visual bit, and we're a radio show, that's not going to work. Yeah. but it will over time the rate stays the same, but the amount of growth increases dramatically, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm growing at a rate of if I'm doubling every day, well then every day that double is double what it was before, and it's growing very rapidly.
Is the suggestion from some of these environmentalist folks that are pushing this agenda that they're expecting the temperatures to double or something like that?
No, I'm just using doubling as an easy thing for the right. audience to understand. But I mean, say that the atmosphere, say the they don't actually have the information. They're saying, though, well, we think 200 years ago it was this temperature. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't trust people who lit their houses with candles to tell me.
What's the worst case scenario? I mean, we know that back in the 70s, or I think it was the 70s, people were talking about how there was an ice age coming. And now it's, then it was global warming. Now it's global climate change because it's not necessarily warming, et cetera. So it's like the story keeps changing from the folks that are pushing this environmental disaster. But there usually should be some kind of a scary story. So, like, is it that it's going to get 3 degrees warmer? I mean, what is the proposed out?
If the temperature were to increase on an exponential basis, then that would mean that, over time, the amount of change is going to increase dramatically, right? So let's say, for just as a random example, let's say the average temperature was increasing at 1 degree Fahrenheit each year. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry, not 1 degree Fahrenheit, 1%. Right. Let's say it's increasing at 1%, and that is a fraction of a degree one year and a whole degree larger, the next, sure. And eventually this becomes a very serious problem, and that's mm-hmm. You can understand why that would panic somebody, right? And we don't have nobody's giving us exact numbers. They're saying, well, generally, blah blah blah, and the hurricanes and stuff, and blaming everything that happens on global warming, and somehow taxes are going to change that problem, or giving away birth control, and discouraging people from breeding,
or that somehow man is going to be able to control the climate. I find that maybe at some point that will be the case, but it seems pretty unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I don't think that if people in general are capable of controlling it, and certainly governments can't centrally plan an economy. I don't know how they're going to do it to the weather.
Like these
that's
ants.
My biggest concern. I sort of believe in global warming to some extent, but if you turn it over to the government, we're all going to die.
All right, let's come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. Also, the latest on the Silk Road coming up. Toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crash, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450 free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. You dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. We invest that money into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, amp-only Facebook group, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. When you sign up for the subscription there, you continue to get your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll be helping us help people around the world, because for every 10 people that sign up to get their coffee there, delicious coffee, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade grown, then for every 10 people, we'll be able to give another microloan to another family to help them out. People in need, coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road underground drug market. What's happened to one of the alleged, or who one of the alleged administrators is? And we're not talking about Ross Ulbricht this time. Let's go first, though, to Dave. He's in Poughkeepsie, New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark. Hello, Dave.
I'm kind of a little upset with you guys. Last night, you guys made fun of me. When you guys hung up with me after last night, you guys made fun of me, and I want to know why.
You didn't call last night?
Yes, I did.
I don't recall that, but okay. You recall that?
I called last night saying, oh, I had a job doing telemarketing. It starts next week. And right after you guys had hung up with me, you guys started to make fun of me. I don't appreciate that.
What did we say to make fun of you?
Yeah, can you repeat the jokes? I wasn't here, and I want in on this right now.
You guys know full well that I have Asperger's and I'm bipolar. Now, and you guys went and said, oh, I get money from the city. Or you guys totally made fun of me.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Really?
Yes.
I did? I think you should go back and listen. Ian tends to do this sort of thing, not I.
I said that I had heard you were living in some sort of welfare housing. Is that not true?
It is not welfare housing.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's really none of your business. But
isn't
like,
it like some sort of home for abused women or something like that?
No, it's not. No, it is not. And Tiki, there you go again. You're laughing.
My name is Chris. You guys are making fun of me. Yes. Look, I don't know exactly what happened last night, but I'm a big fan of making fun of people, Dave. And it sounds to me because it's enjoyable. Because I enjoy laughing at other people's expense.
Bernard, what if somebody makes fun of you? How would you?
Some people make fun of Ian all the time.
First of all, you were talking with Chris Cantwell, not Ian. I make fun of Ian, right?
You know, and I'm friends with Ian, right? And I should do more of it, frankly. And Ian has talked about me and laughed about me, and this is good wholesome entertainment for the whole family.
So you're saying that it's entertainment to make fun of people? That is completely wrong.
Have you ever listened to Opie and Anthony?
No, I don't listen to Howard Stern, any comedian ever. What?
Have you ever been to any comedy show in the history of laughing?
Howard Stern hired Stuttering John.
I could care less about Howard Stern.
That's not true. Maybe you're kind of like our Stuttering John.
Yeah, you're like a character on the show. You call in here all the time, right? Yeah. So, like, you're like part of the show now, okay? So you call into the show pretty regular basis, right? I've only been on the show for, what, 3 or 4 weeks now? Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm already familiar with Dave from Poughkeepsie, right? And I'm sure the listeners know who you are, which is why they're telling Ian stuff about you, right? So, I mean, you're like a public figure now, and now you get made fun of, and that's how it works. You should see my YouTube comments, the nasty, terrible things that people say about me, and that's what I open myself up to by putting myself out there.
Why do you make fun of people? Why?
For the same reason other people make fun of people, because it's fun. It's called making fun. We're making fun, right?
Now, this is actually something with which I disagree with Chris.
How is it fun to make fun of somebody who has Asperger's or bipolar or let's say they're a slow learner or that kind of stuff? How is that fun making fun of somebody else?
I think that it's fun because they're easy targets, but frankly, right? So, like, when you're making fun of someone who has a problem.
Are you saying because somebody said it's an easy, because you just said it's an easy target to go and make fun and poke somebody because they have some kind of disability that you think that it's fun because it's an easy target for you?
Dave, is it okay to make fun of somebody who doesn't have any problems at all?
Come again?
Is it okay to make fun of somebody who doesn't have any problems at all?
No, it's not.
Okay, so at no point can you tell jokes that aren't puns, right? Like all jokes, most jokes are at the expense of someone, right?
A lot of them
Many jokes are at the expense of someone. I'm not defending this. I'm just asking questions, and I think people need to ask themselves this question because it's really sort of difficult. Do you want to suck the joy out of life by saying, nope, can't make fun of anybody, can't make fun of people you agree with, can't make fun of people you disagree with, you can't make fun of anybody, somebody might not like it. It doesn't really matter whether they're, they have some diagnosis.
Why would you want to go around making fun of people? I didn't ask you that question.
I said, do you want to make it so that no one can make fun of anyone anymore?
Correct, yes.
Dave, hang on. I want to actually agree with Dave on this. I don't think it's a good practice to make fun of people who have problems they can't help. You know, it's pretty low to go around and make fun of crippled people. I mean, that's pretty low. Now, Chris, you may stoop that low.
I'm laughing at it just thinking about it, like making fun of crippled people.
Let me ask you this. Let's say somebody was in a wheelchair. Would you make fun of them?
Yeah, this is funny.
I would.
Why?
Why? I answered for the same reason I answered you before. It's called making fun. We're creating fun.
So if somebody was in a wheelchair, you would make fun of them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'll make fun of people. Why? I'll make fun of people because of race and gender and sexuality and wheelchairs and haircuts. I don't care. I'm here to have fun. I'm enjoying myself and entertaining an audience. It's what we're here to do.
This is definitely an equal opportunity offender.
You said because I'm going to make fun of somebody because it sounds to me that you are a racist.
So let's just throw that epithet out there.
Right. Hang on, Dave. I'm going to put you on hold here for just a moment. I just want to come back down to what I was saying a moment ago, and that is that, you know, I feel some level of difficulty with this particular issue. I mean, I like a good joke. There's no doubt about it. And I, you know, there was a game that I remember playing back in the 90s on BBSs, which were kind of the predecessor to the internet.
Yeah.
They had these things they called door games. You could go in and play them where it was basically like a text game where they tell you, you know, there's this bad guy on the screen and you have to attack them and things like that.
Legend of the Red Dragon,
classic
Trade Wars.
One. Yeah. But one of them was called Cripple Smash. See? It's funny. It is funny. I mean, the game's horrible. I mean, the whole purpose of the game is that instead of dragons and, you know, these elves and things like that, you're attacking people with cripples and, you know, leprosy.
People don't have cripples.
Well, people who are crippled, okay? And it's a horrible
game. You know, I wouldn't mind owning some cripples.
It's a horrible game, but it's also horribly funny. And I mean, so I'm, you know, torn with that.
But
I'm not you, Chris. I don't do this. I don't go out of my way to make fun of people. But
you're not even funny.
But at the same time, when you have a relationship, I think when you have a relationship with somebody, especially males seem to do this a lot.
Yeah.
There's that sort of give and take that goes on. I try to stay away from making fun of other people. In the case of Dave, we were just talking about what I believed about him. I thought I had heard that he was living in some sort of a welfare-based or government-paid-for housing complex. He's being very reticent with telling us truth about the housing complex in which he lives. And there are some things that are just, you know, observable, obviously, about you, Dave. You do have a tendency to repeat yourself, and while sometimes it can be annoying, it can also be kind of funny. So, and some of your videos are very, very funny, whether you intentionally were being funny or not on your YouTube channel,
and
Hudson Valley Guy Number One.
There you go again. You put me on hold so that I couldn't respond to any of your questions or whatever.
Well, that's because we've had you on for the majority of the segment, and you just keep, you know, it was tough to have a full conversation to get a full statement out. So go ahead. Now you have a chance to respond.
And you said, I live in some kind of a, you know, government, whatever, blah, blah, this, blah, blah. You know nothing about where I live, and it's really none of your business where I live, okay? Because it's none of your concern.
I've watched your YouTube videos where there are where you're at your house showing video footage out your window of people throwing things on the street from the apartment above you. I mean, it's public knowledge sort of where
you
live.
Let people know. Plus, you called in specifically. I don't know when you called in, but it was a couple of days ago. You called in asking us questions about whether or not you should get a certain job. And your current financial status is an important aspect of that question. If you've got $10 million and you want to know whether I think you should get an $8 an hour job, the answer is no, you shouldn't. If you have nothing and you're living in some kind of welfare housing, the answer is yes, you should right away.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. There you go, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. It's Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.